Islamist Turkey confirms dialogue with Taliban, welcomes jihadist messaging. By Gabriel Reyes on August 18, 2021. The Foreign Ministry of Turkey said at a press conference Tuesday it welcomes messages from the Taliban, including the terror group's claims that it will ensure security for foreign embassies in Kabul following its capture of the Afghan national capital Sunday. "We would like to say that we welcome the messages given by the Taliban so far," Turkish Foreign Minister Mevlut Çavuşoğlu told reporters during a joint press conference with Jordanian Foreign Minister Ayman al-Safadi in Amman, Jordan, on August 16. Çavuşoğlu said he was referring to the group's messages on foreigners and diplomatic missions in the country, as well as Afghanistan's people, Turkey's state-run Anadolu agency reported. "I hope we see this in action as well," the foreign minister added. Ankara is currently in dialogue with all sides in Afghanistan, including the Taliban, Çavuşoğlu revealed at Tuesday's press conference. Jordanian Foreign Minister al-Safadi said at the same conference that Jordan hopes to see a unity government in Afghanistan with the Afghan rivals agreeing on a mechanism that secures the peace and stability of the country. The Taliban seized control of Kabul on August 15, ousting the U.S.-backed government from the capital after a months-long campaign to dislodge Afghan government forces from the rest of the country. The jihadist group held a press conference in Kabul on August 17. "We would like to assure that the areas where there are embassies, there will be complete security," Taliban spokesman Zabihullah Mujahid told reporters at Tuesday's briefing. "Therefore, all foreign countries and your representatives, your embassies, your missions, international organizations, aid agencies, I would like to assure you that we will not allow anybody to do anything against you," he said. "Your security is assured. Our forces are there 24 hours around the clock to ensure your security, undoubtedly," Mujahid added. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan offered to meet with the Taliban on August 11 to help mediate Afghanistan's security crisis. He made the proposal before the Taliban seized Kabul. Though the jihadist group had reconquered many major Afghan provinces and cities at the time and would continue to seize control over even more territories in the coming days, Turkey's relevant institutions are currently working until we have some talks with the Taliban. "Maybe even I can be in a position to receive the person who will be their leader," Erdogan said during a live interview broadcast by the Turkish news channels Kanal D and CNN Turk. Erdogan leads Turkey's Islamist ruling party, the Justice and Development, AKP, party. Turkey, Afghanistan, and Jordan are all majority Sunni Muslim nations. Turkey is a U.S. ally and fellow North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, member. The country has maintained a troop presence in Afghanistan since 2001 and had roughly 600 troops in the country as of August 17. Jordan is likewise a close ally of the U.S., though not a NATO member state.